First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Kate Pearl says, eating locally might not be enough.
I've always wanted a buy local sticker. Ever since my brother started working at the farmer's market and got a sticker, I've wanted one. For me, they represent fresh fruits and vegetables piled high at the market, friendly faces, and the satisfaction of helping reduce global warming. Turns out I might not be doing as much as I thought to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by buying locally. According to a study done at Carnegie Mellon University, the transportation of food represents only 11% of the average U.S. household's carbon footprint due to food consumption, with only 4% from the final farm-to-retail delivery. The real impact comes from the production phase, which contributes a whopping 83% to the average household's carbon footprint. What does this mean for those of us trying to reduce our carbon emissions? Eat less red meat and dairy. They are responsible for nearly half of all greenhouse gas emissions due to food consumption, and try to eat less processed foods. Switching to a local diet is equivalent to driving about 1,000 miles less per year. You can achieve a slightly greater effect by skipping meat and dairy only 4 days a month. Eating locally is great for supporting the local economy, creating a personal relationship with your food, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. If, however, your carbon footprint is your main concern, perhaps you should become a vegan, if only for a few days a month.
Kate Pearl was an environmental studies and econ major at UCSC. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.